With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Three open seats on the Roaring Fork School Board will be contested in November, but some people who want the jobs won't have their name on the ballot. Craig Kopp explains.
The Roaring Fork Board of Education's website has announced Amy Connerton and Jasmine Ramirez will run against incumbent Shane Larson for the District D seat, which represents areas in North and West Glenwood. Candidate Natalie Torres will run for the District B seat, that represents West Carbondale, and Maureen Stepp for District C, which covers areas south of Glenwood and West Missouri Heights. Two additional candidates filed intentions to run for districts B and C seats, but lacked a sufficient number of signatures. Those candidates, Matthew Kova and Molly Peterson, will not be on the ballot, but will be official write-in candidates for those seats. The Roaring Fork School Board contest will be on the November 5th ballot. I'm Craig Kopp, Aspen Public Radio News.
Today is the deadline for supporters of a recall effort targeting Democratic State Senator Pete Lee to turn in required signatures. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
More than 11,000 signatures are needed to move forward with a recall of Lee, who represents much of central and southeastern Colorado Springs and Manitou Springs. Supporters of the effort cite his sponsorship of a paid family and medical leave bill, as well as his votes in favor of the national popular vote, oil and gas reform, and the so-called red flag gun legislation as reasons. Lee has called the effort misguided and has said recalls are damaging to democracy. A similar effort to recall Governor Jared Polis failed last week. One directed at Democrat Leroy Garcia of Pueblo has until mid-October to file more than 13,000 signatures. I'm Andrea Chalfin.
Democratic State Senator Brittany Pedersen of Jefferson County also faces a recall. The deadline to submit more than 18,000 signatures is next week. The Aspen City Council approved a plan to have a real ice skating rink at yesterday's meeting. The Aspen Times reports council agreed to allow the Hyatt Grand Aspen to use a temporary electric cooling system for the winter season to maintain the only outdoor ice skating rink downtown. It will ensure that ice doesn't melt. The chiller, as it's called, may be big and loud to people using the rink or walking in the area. Last year, they used synthetic ice, which drew widespread complaints. Representatives of the ice rink told council they will do everything to mask the sights and sounds of the chiller. County commissioners and the Picken County Open Space and Trails Board are considering a new measure aimed at protecting bighorn sheep in the Maroon Bell Snowmass Wilderness Area. Alex Hager has the details.
Bighorn sheep and domestic sheep might have some things in common, but when they get together, the result can be deadly. Domestic sheep can transmit fatal pathogens to bighorns, and Picken County is reviewing a proposal that aims to reduce the odds of that happening. The county would contribute $32,000 toward a payoff to a rancher near Marble. In return, the rancher would voluntarily retire his grazing allotment and take his flock elsewhere, away from nearby bighorns. Gary Tenenbaum, director of Picken County Open Space and Trails, says in this case, a little bit of the county's money goes a long way.
It seems like $32,000 to help remove these pathogens from being transferred from domestic to bighorn is a relatively small investment, but a huge potential improvement to the health of the herd.
Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Eagle County is proposing to raise taxes on cigarettes and other tobacco and nicotine products, and citizen pro and con opinions on the tax increase could end up in the hands of every Eagle County voter. Starting in 2020, the county wants to impose a $4 a pack tax increase on cigarettes and a new 40% tax on all other tobacco and nicotine products. That would raise $4,500,000 to be used in public health programs to decrease smoking and vape use and to treat substance abuse. The proposal will be on the November 5th ballot. Eagle County registered voters can share their thoughts on the proposed tax increase, and a summary will be included in the Taxpayers Bill of Rights ballot issue notice, which will be mailed to all registered voters. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.